Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio and the police commissioner declare that 2016 was the safest year ever in New York City. Ethan Harp reports at some strategies which those officials say have been paying off.
Less than 1,000 shootings in a year for the first time ever. Murders down nearly 5%. Rapes and robberies also lower. Commissioner O'Neill credits precision policing, including gang raids.
And we've locked up somewhere north of 1,000 people in these takedowns.
Mayor de Blasio believes the public is playing. A crucial role.
In combination with neighborhood policing, crimes are being stopped before they happen.
And the commissioner says when cops go back into neighborhoods to let people know who they busted and why.
You know what we're overwhelmingly being told? You got the right people.
Ethan Harp, New York.
This Arizona cop's out of a job now after a brawl with a woman he was trying to arrest.
Flagstaff police officer Jeff Bonar was caught on cell phone video in November punching a woman in the face and then tackling her to the ground.
We have sustained policy violations of unreasonable and excessive force by Officer Bonar.
Flagstaff Police Chief Kevin Treadway says Officer Bonar violated policy by not turning on his body camera.
Bonar also could have disengaged at any time in order to conduct further follow-up.
Bonar originally thought that the woman had a warrant out for her arrest. Bonar was told that he might get fired, but handed in his resignation effective immediately. Jason Campadonia, Phoenix.
And for USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:02. It is, I don't know, it says 42 degrees in Flemington, but what do you think?
No,
Jim's rolling his eyes. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 34.
42 degrees Kelvin, maybe. What? I don't even know how
to I don't know what a Kelvin scale is. Tonight, there's an 80% chance of snow with a low of 23. And the snow gets out early tomorrow morning with only an inch or two on the ground, possibly. But it looks
inch or two tonight?
Yeah, but
really?
I don't think that's around here. And they've already brined.
I think the storm's coming south of us.
Yeah, and they've already brined Route 12, so I think we'll be good. So, but then the rest of the day will be mostly cloudy with a little sun peeking through, high of 34. And then Saturday and Sunday and Monday are going to be very cold, with highs of only around 25 each day and nighttime lows below 15.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try.
I'm stumped. What is this from?
This is from Moana.
Oh, the new Disney movie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was going to say Disney-ish. It sounded like Mulan at first.
Are you pleased?
Yes. Before we even start the radio show, why are we playing Moana? Did you see it in the theaters?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Now, somebody mentioned
I'd have been pleasantly surprised.
Somebody mentioned it to me the other day, that they had the songs running through their head.
So is this the new Frozen? Is this where we can hear it everywhere?
I don't know. I haven't heard these yet.
Do you like it?
I do. And I like that there's no, like, love.
You know what other movie has a lot of great songs in it?
The Little Mermaid.
It does, a lot.
Why don't you put it on one day and we'll watch it together?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you'll walk out after 4 minutes like
I won't.
Did with Elf.
Oh, no, Elf was making me crazy. No, I won't do that.
After 4 minutes. You brought your work down and you didn't even weren't paying attention.
It was so stupid.
Guess what? You're listening to The Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. It's a new year. Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Happy New Year, Jim.
And a new variety of speakers, concerts, and programs for all ages at HCL. We also have some new services that you're going to want to hear about. Jennifer once saw six people kicking and punching her mother-in-law. Someone asked her why she wasn't helping her, and she said, six should be enough. We'll recap 2016, look forward to 2017, and much, much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Can we update our listeners on what you did New Year's Eve? Something crazy? Something we can view on YouTube?
I went to church.
Oh, never mind.
It was crazy enough.
Was it New Year's Eve Mass? What is a New Year's Eve homily?
Actually,
is it a normal thing that every year, like Christmas Eve?
New Year's Eve is
the wise men are on their way to the.
It's the solemnity. No, it's the solemnity of Mary. It's a celebration of Mary. But actually, New Year's Eve, my sister was in New Jersey, and she preached.
Did she?
Yes.
Really?
She gave the homily. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How interesting! This is Belinda, of course.
Belinda, yes, the nun. She was in town. She was going to Brooklyn on to meet with, I don't know if it was more than one young woman or several young women or just one, about the possibility of entering.
Why have I never met your sisters? I think I met Sarah once.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think she was at the library one time.
I'm sure Belinda was at the library Friday. I guess I could. I didn't even think to.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Jennifer.
I didn't
that
even
shows
think.
You where I fit in the scheme of your life.
I don't want to bother you with them.
Just say hi. This is my. If I brought my brother to the library,
you really never met.
And I didn't introduce him to you. Wouldn't your feelings be a little hurt?
I suppose you didn't meet her last time. One time she was there.
I don't remember meeting Belinda ever.
Okay.
She's usually the off digging up fossils. And is that Belinda?
Yes.
Okay.
And saving souls.
So Jennifer, it's a library show. It's a new year at the Hunterdon County Library. We got. A plethora.
Nice word.
Of things in store.
Can I tell you first real quick? I thought of you twice this morning while I was getting ready for work. Brian said from the attic to the basement. Oh. And I thought of the commercial that precedes us for Home Sweet Home.
That's not thinking of me. That's thinking,
well,
of,
thinking
Neil
of the
and
radio
Patrick,
show,
or
Neil and
whatever
Patrick.
Their names are.
But then Brian said something about the day being bright and shiny.
Like a new dime. That's not thinking of me. That's thinking of the Bradford family.
Well, no, I was thinking about how much you dislike that line and wanted, like.
I don't dislike it. I want to understand how
that.
A bright and shiny new dime compares to a great day.
See, so I am always thinking of you, Jim Thatch.
Except when you need to introduce me to relatives.
I introduced you to Aunt Rose.
No.
Out on the sidewalk.
We bumped into her. You didn't introduce me to her.
You did too. I said, Jim, this is Aunt Rose.
That was a happy. No, I don't know where I'm going. All right, so we've a ton of programs this year, and we kicked it off last night, actually, Jennifer. We had a program about New Year's resolutions with Barry Wolfson, who's a local hypnotist. So if you have bad habits like smoking, drinking,
not introducing your
not introducing
to your
being mean to coworkers, things like that, you can hypnotize those bad habits right out of you. So Barry Wolfson, he's the Hypnosis Center of New Jersey or something like that. I think he's the head of – I have it right in front of me. What is it?
How about that?
If you want any more information, I mean, I heard it went well. but if you want any more information about using hypnosis to help you with your New Year's resolutions, go to Barry's webpage. www.hypnosisnj.com. I should say, Jennifer, hypnosisnj.com. Barry comes every January to try to help people get a good start to their new year, Jennifer. We also had the Sierra Club meet at the North County Branch Library last night. I don't know how that went. They talked about the High Mountain Park Preserve, which is in New Jersey somewhere. I've never been there. Have you?
I have not.
We have our first concert next Wednesday.
We have Tai Chi on Saturday.
We do.
At the North County Branch.
Well, tell me about it.
At 10 o'clock, we have Beginner's Tai Chi for Balance and Strength.
You sound very excited about this.
I always wanted to do Tai Chi. And then we had it a couple times here.
You have an opportunity.
I do.
Why don't you just do it, Jennifer?
At 10 and 11.
Have a New Year's resolution
for you. At 10 and
11,
but I think it's at 10 and 1 o'clock. I don't think it'd be 10 and 11. It doesn't matter. Call the
library.
I
think it is 10 and 11.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That doesn't seem like very long.
It's an hour.
Barely. You have to have time to get out and get in. Anyway, you always wanted to try Tai Chi. Here's your chance. It's a gentle exercise suitable for all ages and body types.
Why don't you show our listeners by example, Jennifer, by trying it yourself?
I did try it when we had it at our library. I always had a nervous breakdown.
This is a good exercise, probably.
It is. Well, it's good for balance and things. It lowers your stress, anxiety, and pain.
Do you ever do yoga?
No, there's a story about that. You will cultivate the chi and circulate the blood, stretch your ligaments, and conserve your energy. So call 730-6135.
That's Saturday at the North County Branch Library. And next Wednesday, our first concert, the Hunterdon County Library, local guitar hero, Dave Berger. He's also a folk singer.
He's never been called guitar hero before, I bet.
Comes to the Hunterdon County Library. He's performed for us in the past. Let me just tell you a little bit about Dave. He'll be singing and playing some of his favorite folk songs, some of his own music, and will often encourage the audience to sing along with him. Dave is an accomplished picking guitarist and the king of the 64-note harmonica. So it's a great show, very popular. Dave Berger, you also may or may not know, is a high school teacher at Hunterdon Central.
He is no longer a high school teacher.
Oh, he retired?
He retired.
To take up the guitar full time?
Take up the car, and I believe he's starting Master Gardening.
Are the students of Hunterdon Central glad he retired or going to miss him? Did you have him as a teacher?
I did. I had him maybe his second or third year teaching.
My daughter had him as a teacher, too.
I really liked him. Did Carol like him?
I believe she did.
Yeah, and because of the music thing.
Does he play his guitar in class?
He did. We did a lot of music things in class. We did Allentown had just come out by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we know Libby Cudmore, one of our...
What did he teach? History or something, right?
Yeah, he taught history. And so we talked about Allentown and all the words and what they meant and like closing the factories down and things.
That means when they say the lyrics close factory down, so that means they close factories down.
Right. But he talked about the history of it.
There's no flowery language there. Okay,
no,
very
really
good.
Isn't. But and he
gotcha. See, that's a good history teacher. Then I wish I had.
He was
a history
interesting. He really
like that.
Was, and yeah, he was. He was interesting.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. Our On the Big Screen movie series starts up again in January. Our first movie will be next Thursday, January 12th. We'll be showing. There's a program I missed, Jennifer.
No, I wanted to say one more thing about Dave Berger. He and his wife Barb are very involved in the Special Olympics, and the honorarium we give him, he donates back to the Special Olympics.
Very nice. He's a good guy. I don't think I've ever really had a conversation with him, just after high or whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Would we get along?
Oh, I think so. And his wife is very tall.
He never introduced me to him, so So our first movie, Jennifer, on the Big Screen movie series, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, is Mr. Church. It's like it's starring Eddie Murphy here in the picture. Mr. Church tells the story of a unique friendship that develops when a little girl and her dying mother retain the services of a talented cook. That's the title character, Jennifer. What begins as a 6-month arrangement instead spans into 15 years and creates a family bond that lasts forever. So this sounds like a feel-good movie. Mr. Church, it looks like Eddie Murphy. I think that's Eddie Murphy in the picture. Is he going to try some serious roles here for a while?
It even says Eddie Murphy.
Gotcha. So he's going to be trying some serious roles. So if you want to see Mr. Church, we'll be showing at the Hunterdon County Library at 6 p.m. on January 12th. We'll repeat the viewing at the North County Branch Library on January 13th at 2 p.m. That's a Friday. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. So that's all I have to say about that, Jennifer. Other movies coming up, Mary Monster at the end of January. In the beginning of February, Hail Caesar, which I saw. It's by the Coen brothers who did Raising Arizona as well as other movies. I really enjoyed their movies.
This movie kind of
not as good as some of their other efforts, but it's watchable.
Have you seen a movie yet this year?
A movie. I saw
any movies yet this
technically
year?
This year, no. Okay. But I saw Rogue One over the holidays.
Oh, yeah, you recommended that to
yes,
me.
Yes, I highly recommend Rogue One. And I also saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them,
okay,
which I thought was good, too. And I made a prediction, actually.
Did you?
That this is like way before Harry Potter, like 50 years before Harry Potter or something.
Really?
40 years? Yes, that's when it takes place. I think the star of Fantastic Beasts is going to end up being like Hagrid's father.
Interesting.
Because then Hagrid's a big beast guy.
Yes.
That's my prediction. J.K. Okay. Rowling's listening, which she probably is. If you haven't written that one in yet, I think that's a good tie together.
Okay.
Any movies have you seen?
I haven't. I have plans to see two, I hope, this weekend.
Oh, which one?
I would like to see Manchester by the Sea.
I have a feeling that the marketing has hyped that up, so it's not as good as it is. But that's my guess.
I like Kyle Chandler a lot. Matt Damon produced it. And I also want to see Fences with Denzel Washington.
That was a play, the August Wilson play, yes.
Set in 1950 Pittsburgh. He's a sanitation worker, and he wanted to be a professional baseball player.
Sounds like a very good period piece.
Yes.
Good.
So I would like to see both of those this weekend. I'm going to give
Sounds good. What else is out there? Any new additions to our DVD collection?
There are plenty of additions.
What if I had a DVD alert? Why don't we go to our first commercial break,
Jennifer? I was
going to
say, why don't we see what's new in our DVD collection after our first commercial?
Sounds good.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show. This is Jim Thatch, joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. We do this every week, whether you like it or not. Jennifer seems to like it most of the times.
I do like it. Because even if I don't know something, I like to learn.
This is what's about to happen. It's January 5th, 2017. It's 2017, Jennifer.
I know.
I can still remember sitting in school and talking about the year 2000, and it sounded like science fiction. Like it was never going to come. And here we are 17 years past that.
You know what I always...
We're 36 years past John Lennon dying.
Publishers used to always put like 20... I forget what year they used for like it's never coming out.
Right.
And we've already surpassed that date. So now it's like 2032.
Miami 2017.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're here.
He actually performed it in Miami on New Year's.
I can't believe I haven't heard about that. Libby Cudmore is a really bad influence on me. She's turned me away from Billy Joel.
Why do you keep... That's the second time you've mentioned her today.
I know, because it's the second time I've mentioned Billy Joel.
And every time I mention Billy Joel, you got to mention someone who doesn't like me. Your mind is very strange.
Thank you. You know what? Can I tell you real quick how strange it is? You know, I bought a new tablet this past fall. And it was a Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have a question about the recall. And she started telling me about the phone battery recalls. And I said, oh, no. That recall, I know it's all taken care of. I mean the one that just came out about Samsung washing machines.
Boy, you just find things to worry about. January 5th, Jennifer, 2017. I'm going to ask Jennifer some questions, and I'm going to also ask the listening audience, too, some trivia questions about events that happened on this date, and also some people that were born or who have died on January 5th. In years past, let's get started, Jennifer.
Okay.
In 1066, what happens that sparks the succession of crises that will eventually lead to the Norman conquest of England?
I know this is
impossible, but I know you like history and military and stuff. So 1066...
1066, Magna Carta was signed.
Was a very big year for...
The Magna Carta was signed.
But something sparked all this, William the Conqueror coming.
Right. And
what sparked it, Jennifer?
I don't... Because for many years, my homesteader's rebate return was 1066, and that's how I remembered what it was, because it was the same year the Magna Carta was signed.
Is that helping you at all? With
no, it's not, because I don't know what else happened that year.
Edward the Confessor, Jennifer, dies childless.
Okay, so there was no line of succession.
So there's no line of succession. And that's what sparked the whole thing with William the Conqueror being remembered today. I don't have much today, obviously. Okay, Jennifer, in 1914, on this date, the Ford Motor Company announces what? How can I phrase this? What that would pay a living wage of at least $5 for a day's labor. What did they introduce on this day for their workers that's still in use today?
Minimum wage? No.
It's my fault. You never get it because I didn't...
I mean, I would say the assembly line, but that wouldn't give...
An eight-hour workday was first introduced by the Ford Motor Company on this date.
Thank you, Henry Ford.
And we still stick to an eight-hour workday generally.
Yes, except for you and me.
Why? We don't do it. Well, we do more.
Don't you feel like we do more a lot of times?
I work through lunch a lot. Yeah. Okay, 1933, Jennifer. What construction begins in San Francisco on this date?
The Golden Gate Bridge seems obvious, but it's not that old.
The Golden Gate Bridge, 1933.
Huh.
Another project probably during the Depression that got people jobs, and right?
As well as
the Hoover Dam and other things. 1944, Jennifer. This becomes the first transoceanic newspaper. What? So it's a newspaper that can get in a different country.
Is it still based in the U.S.?
No. It never was.
Okay. The London Times.
Close. See, you were thinking the wrong way. The Daily Mail. The London newspaper, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you would have thought it had been the New York Times. No?
Only because the condition London was in, the state London was in at the time.
Good point. Yeah, I don't know. I guess people wanted to hear what was going on in London.
Right, but I wouldn't think...
I don't know.
I wonder where it was published at the time.
Okay, Jennifer. 1974, the warmest reliably measured temperature below the Antarctic Circle is recorded on this date. What was the temperature that the warmest ever recorded south of the Antarctic Circle, the warmest temperature ever south of the Antarctic Circle was recorded on this date in 1974.
So it would be like in Antarctica.
So people would think, global warming would have happened back then. Here, this is 30 years ago, and it still counts as the warmest temperature.
70 degrees.
59.
It's pretty warm.
I guess for...
Like penguins must not have been happy.
Okay, died on this date. Jennifer George Reeves died in 1914.
Nope.
George Reeves? The original Superman.
Wait, you said he died in 1914.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant born.
That threw me off.
Would you have gotten it?
Yeah, I would have.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. He was born in 1914. Yes, Superman, who supposedly committed suicide. If DVD alert, and I think we have it in our collection, Hollywoodland. See if we have it in our collection. Hollywoodland, it's a very good movie, actually. Ben Affleck stars as George Reeves, and it presents compelling evidence of a number of different ways George Reeves could have died, with suicide being the least plausible. And it presents all these cases. We don't have it. Uh-huh. I would suggest this for a DVD, Jennifer. Hollywoodland, starring Ben Affleck, starring Diane Lane, starring Bob Hodgkins or whatever.
It's a pretty good cast.
Hoskins.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. And it's a good period piece. Hollywood in the 40s, and it's very good.
There was a Howard Hughes movie that had a really good cast at Christmas.
The Aviator?
No. It just came out, but I don't think it really... oh, wait, maybe we do. It's one word. But I don't think it really took off.
Yeah, Hollywoodland's one word.
We do have it.
Good.
No, we actually do have it.
I suggest anyone listening to put it on hold. Come pick it up.
Yep, we got copies in right now.
1917, Jennifer Jane Wyman was born.
You're going back... 1917, Jane Wyman. She was a movie actress.
Mm-hmm.
Is she in The Outlaw?
I don't know. I know her best for being Pollyanna, but most famously being the first wife of who?
She was in The Outlaw.
What is The Outlaw?
It was a movie.
Okay, I'll give it to you. She was married to Ronald Reagan, Jennifer. You know, he was the president.
I heard about that.
1924, Sam Phillips was born. Three stumps in a row. Oh, no. You would have gotten the first one. Yeah. Sam Phillips, famous for discovering Elvis Presley. He was
that's not the colonel?
Record producer. No, Sam Phillips was the guy's recording studio. He came in and recorded a record for his mother.
I have an obituary to give you. The first Beatles manager died.
Oh, Alan Williams.
Yeah, I have a really long obituary, but I have to read another one on the back before I give it to you.
A little Scottish guy, yes. He was instrumental. He got the Beatles to Germany, where they really became the Beatles.
Did you see who probably the last celebrity death of the year was, of 2016?
Alan Williams.
No, it was probably William Christopher from MASH. Father Mulcahy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that. Had to sneak one more in on us, didn't
they? Oh, yeah.
All right, Jennifer, 1931, Robert Duvall, you get this one, speaking of MASH.
He was in the original MASH movie. He was an actor. And I feel like he's in a lot, like a character, not a character actor, but not the leading. He's like in a lot of things.
He's in a ton of movies, Jennifer. How about a little movie called The Godfather?
Oh, yeah, that one. But I was thinking more like currently, I guess.
Boo Radley was his first role in To Kill a Mockingbird. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's in a lot of westerns. He was in The Lonesome Dove, which was very popular. He's been in a million things. I can't even go down.
That's what I'm saying. Like True Grit, he was Frank Burns in MASH.
Too many to mention.
Godfather.
Great actor.
Apocalypse Now.
The Judge. Apocalypse Now. Too many. Okay, 1946, you know this one too, Jennifer. Diane Keaton.
She's a movie star. And she's another one that... There's a Woody Allen movie she was in.
She's in a bunch of Woody Allen movies.
Yeah.
Probably named a Woody Allen movie.
Annie Hall.
Yes. But here's my second DVD alert. She's also in a movie, not a Woody Allen movie, set in Vermont, Jennifer, called Baby Boom.
Everything comes back to...
Do we have Baby Boom?
I doubt it.
Another very good, if you want just not too intense movie, a very good feel-good movie, Baby Boom, starring... She's a Manhattan... A businesswoman, very hard edge. And then she.
Oh, we do.
Good. It's a very good movie, Jennifer. I suggest you would like this one, too. And she gets a baby as an inheritance. And she has to kind of slow down, and it doesn't work in New York City, so she moves to Vermont. And dealing from the city to the country, you know, the fish out of water thing. Very good. You don't like fish out of water stories.
No, I like fish out of water stories. I can't believe I missed, like, Annie Hall did not come immediately to mind.
Okay, 1948, Ted Lang was born, or Lane.
Oh. For those of you who don't have radio vision, Jim and I just both pointed at each other like Isaac the bartender on
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
The great Isaac. 1975, Bradley Cooper. Here's another one right up your alley. He's an actor, and he's in a lot of things.
I don't know his name.
Bradley Cooper. DVD alert again, The Hangover. DVD alert, Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, the Matthew Quick book.
Yes, very good. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, if you like the book, Jennifer, you'll love the movie.
I met him, though, at ALA.
Bradley Cooper?
No, the man who wrote the Silver Linings Playbook.
1970. Do we have Silver Linings Playbook? We must. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1978. Jennifer, January Jones was born.
She's a movie actress. But I
most recently, like, most famous for Mad Men.
You should be glad I can get that much out. Anybody Mad Men. Born, you know.
Mad Men. She was also in a Christmas movie. Bit part. Very bit part.
Hallmark or?
No. English. Set in England. Set in London. Yes. Love Actually.
I couldn't
think of it. I never saw that.
No, but the one with all the different stories. Yeah. I couldn't think of the name of it. But
it's called Love Actually.
Yeah.
She was in it. Very bit part.
I can picture the cover of the DVD.
Oh, but you've never seen it. Mm-mm. Have you never seen that either? And I think we need a commercial break.
No, there's no commercials. Keep going.
Okay, finally, two people who died. Jennifer died in 1933 on this date. The great Calvin Coolidge.
Silent Calvin Coolidge. He was president of the United States. There is a folklore story that he was sitting next to a woman at a dinner party. And
Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy Parker. And she said, I bet I can make you say more than three words. And he said, you lose.
Yes, president from Vermont, Jennifer, the 30th president, I think.
All right, is this going to be like a Vermont Beatles year?
Hey,
Kiko, where's
did
Kiko?
Did I make it? It's January 5th.
Kiko, I need you, Kiko. Where are
Kiko's
you?
Kiko's probably, I don't know what he's doing.
How come all your friends stopped listening?
Well, Kiko had the disaster relief down in South Carolina for like 3 months.
Yes, I know, but.
He's back.
I know. I mean, I don't know, but I'm
sure. So Calvin Coolidge, 30th president from Vermont, Jennifer, I think one of the most underrated presidents because America was most prosperous in its history under his guidance.
Now, wouldn't you think that would make a big deal?
Yes.
Like, hey, wow, it really prospered under Calvin Coolidge. He was a great president.
It was. He was a president during the 1920s. So it was before the Depression hit after he left office.
But wouldn't you think, like, if it had been really bad, he would have been blamed for it. Yeah. But since it was good, shouldn't he have gotten credit?
And here's the interesting fact, Jennifer. Actually buried in his hometown of Plymouth Notch, Vermont. He's buried there. Just a little unassuming gravestone.
Vermont right again.
Yes. And that New Year's Eve, Lori and I were driving by the graveyard, and we actually pulled in and said, Happy New Year to Calvin Coolidge.
Well, how about that?
Did that impress you?
It does.
And finally, 1998, speaking of Vermont and skiing... Sonny Bono died.
It was Cher's husband, ex-husband, Chaz Bono's father. He was a...
Chaz or Chastity?
No, it's Chastity. Well, no, now he's Chaz.
Oh.
She was born Chastity, now it's Chaz. He was a senator from California?
Yes, he was a politician.
Or a congressman from California.
I don't remember which. And he died skiing.
Died skiing.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
In 1998.
Yes.
That's all I have today, Jennifer. For today in history, the first one of the year for 2017. I'll do better next time, I promise.
You promise?
There wasn't much interesting except for Calvin Coolidge. Big fan of Calvin Coolidge. Actually, his if you're ever up in Vermont, Jennifer, and I know your husband loves history.
Yes.
They have preserved the village he was born in, the whole village.
Have they really?
It's called Plymouth Notch. So the store his father worked in, where he was born, the house he lived in, the house that he was inaugurated president when they found out it was McKinley that died. Uh-huh. He was inaugurated right there. The church that he went to, the farm, His grandparents lived like across the field. It's all still exactly the way it was.
Hmm.
Pretty. It's that? Pretty cool.
We have one more birthday today.
Who?
It is Carson's 12th birthday today.
Carson? Johnny Carson?
No, the son of one of our
Carson
former...
Carson from Downton Abbey?
The son of one of our former listeners, Jay. His son is 12 years old
today. How do you know that?
I know these things.
Jay, if you're still listening, she's stalking you.
I'm not stalking you. It came up my Facebook feed.
Oh. Really? That Carson? Okay, congratulations, Carson. How old is he?
12.
12? That's his oldest boy, I think. His younger one is Brody. I think he's younger Brody. Who he told me was named after Brody from Jaws, but I think he was kidding.
I'm pretty sure his wife would not agree with that.
They might be big fans of Jaws.
It might be.
If you ever met Jay in person, half the things he says, it takes you a couple of seconds to realize he's kidding or it's not a thing. He's so natural in the way he talks.
I want to meet him sometime because he's from Staten Island. He went to the high school where my cousin was later a guidance counselor. So I want to meet Jay.
I see him once a year. Next time, if I see him next December... You can. I'll tell you where we're at.
I'll come and meet us
for a drink.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Something just went in and out of my head.
No comment.
Stop.
Right. We're halfway through the library show. Let me update you on the weather. Jennifer says it was 45. I have a good weather thing here. It's 28 degrees.
Now. Okay, go ahead.
28 degrees. Wind variable out of the north at 7.8 miles per hour, Jennifer. It's overcast skies. Expect much of the same for the rest of the day. They say a little snow squall will be coming through tonight. It's really the northern end of a snowstorm that's going to dump about 10 inches on Norfolk, Virginia, which is very rare,
that's
Jennifer.
Not heard of.
So the storm will be south of us. We'll just catch a very north end. Southern New Jersey might see some accumulation, but I think we're just going to get a dusting.
I think so. Also. I think it's just going to be enough to
win. Your Friday weather, partly cloudy skies, 34 degrees. Then the weekend, temperatures will not reach 30. With overnight lows not even reaching 20, but overcast and mostly cloudy skies. And the temperatures start to recover beginning of next week. And they'll be up into the mid-40s by mid-next week, so that's good. Mid-40s. That's the kind of January. Let's keep riding it out, because what was the date of the big snowstorm last year? It was like mid-January, right? January 21st, January
yes,
19th?
January, it was the third weekend. It hadn't been leap year yet, so it would have been the 19th, yeah.
January 19th, when we got walloped with 30 inches of snow. All right, Jennifer, we have the second half of the show to go, and I hate to say it, but I'm a little unprepared. But I do got to tell you that the new Hunterdon County Library Scoop is out.
It is.
The Scoop is our bi-monthly, or is that how you say it? Bi-monthly means twice a month or every 2 months. Whichever one every 2 months is, that would...
No, semi-monthly would be twice a month.
Okay. The Scoop. So the January-February edition is out. In it, we'll tell you about NCB exhibits, the adult programs coming up in January and February, the HCL book groups at all locations, and what they'll be reading in January and February when we're closed. A little thing about e-reading for kids at the library, story times for all the kids. A little bit about Zinio and Instant Flicks, some youth services programs. That's about it, Jennifer. Seems like there's chock. It's like it's chock full, but I went through that pretty quick.
You did.
Maybe we got to add a few more pages to the old scoop. How long have we been doing the scoop now? Me and you, Jennifer, and I do the scoop every month.
I think quite
every two
a long
months.
Time.
It's been at least 5 years, 6 years, 10 years.
I think...
Was Sonny Bono alive or dead when we started the Scoop?
I don't remember. I think...
All right. You're like preparing something there over there.
I am, but I'm not getting anything. I was looking for... We have a list of debut fiction coming.
I thought we were going to talk about new DVDs. You promised our
audience. I know, but I can't find a new DVD list.
Whose fault is that? It would have been my fault 6 months ago.
Well, we have seven DVDs. Deepwater Horizon, The Birth of a Nation.
Is that with the oil well that...
I don't think, no.
The oil well that went wacky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. There's a movie about that?
Right.
All right, what else, Jennifer? Dead Air, Jennifer. Dead Air.
The Girl on the Train. The Light.
I haven't seen that.
The Light Between. It don't.
Oh, you saw it?
No, but I've heard it's lousy, and I didn't really care for the book.
The only thought you loved the book.
I didn't love the book. The only good thing that came out of it was gin and tonics in a can.
What does that mean?
They sell gin and tonic in a can in England. And how convenient is that?
Because of Girl on a Train.
That's where I first heard about it.
Oh.
Masterminds surfs up to Wave Mania and Disney's Pete's Dragon.
Mastermind 2?
No, Masterminds, and then surfs up to.
Oh, I'm thinking Megamind.
Yes.
That was a cartoon with Will Ferrell.
Yes. And there's some new adult books coming out. The Mistress by Danielle Steele, the first of many, no doubt. I'm Right Behind You by Lisa Gardner. The Guests on South Battery by Karen White. She writes a lot of Southern kind of gothic-y, woo-woo sort of books. The Prisoner...
Excuse me. Is that a new genre I'm not familiar with? Gothic-y, woo-woo?
A lot of people use... A lot of people who talk about books use woo-woo. It means, like, kind of ghosty, but not really scary, supernatural.
That's the first I'm hearing of it. Gothic-y, woo-woo.
Yeah.
It's a whole section. It's right next to the new fiction.
Right.
In the library.
Yep.
Gothic-y, woo-woo.
And The Sleepwalker by Chris Bojalian. And quite frankly, I've had in my notes since like September to call him and see if he'd be willing to email him and see if he'd be willing to come on the show.
Who is this again?
Chris Bojalian. He did The Midwives back when Oprah's.
And what makes you think he'd even consider it?
I don't know, because we've been like tweeting back and forth. And,
oh, you have. You've mm-hmm. been stalking him too.
Yes, I have been.
Nice.
But this is set, I believe this is set in Vermont. As a matter of fact, a mother has died and. The police are still investigating how she died, and a daughter comes home to college, and then she realizes what happened, and she has to decide whether she wants to keep it a secret forever or not. It's completely absorbing, I have to say.
Awesome.
So, and we have some debut fiction coming out. Do you want to hear about that?
I sure would.
You don't really look like it, like you want to.
You see, it doesn't matter what I want, Jennifer. It matters what our audience wants.
Well, how do I know they want this? The Most Dangerous Place on Earth, which is a novel about a high school shooting. And it goes back... Is this the high school shooting or the high school suicide? I better not talk about that one. I'll talk about The Dry. It's set in Australia, and it's... they're having the worst drought, the longest drought in history.
Is this fiction?
Mm-hmm. It's fiction.
Okay.
And a man
what is
has
all this. I hear pinging. Is this your email?
No, I don't have my email open. I don't hear any pinging.
Oh, okay.
A man gets his best friend from growing up dies. He has left his hometown, and his best friend dies, and he gets a note from his father. Luke lied. You lied. Be at the funeral. And he goes back to the funeral and revisits something that happened when they were teenagers.
Interesting.
Yes.
You think it'll be a movie someday?
It might be. It might just be.
Is it that good?
It was very good. It was on the Library Reads list for January, where the librarians across the U.S. pick their favorite books that they're looking forward to. And that's the one that I got to blurb it, so I was very excited.
Very good.
All right, shall we do our last commercial break?
Yes.
And then we can go through some of the programs coming up. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Jim Gano will be in shortly to take care of business. You want to run through some programs coming up?
Let's do it, Jennifer.
Let's do it. Okay. After Dave Berger next Wednesday night at the North County Branch Library, we have Dr. Victoria Wythe, the author of House It Up. She will discuss the childhood-adolescent development and those factors that put an adolescent at risk for incarceration as well as alternative interventions. She's a licensed psychologist for 20 years. She talks and writes of her experiences working with young men who struggle to turn their lives around. And Jim is yawning, so I will continue on. I'm boring him. On January 17th at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, we have a similar, not similar, but a family-oriented program, Making Parenting Fun, Family Values, the Games That Gets Families Talking, with Kamari Gafford Davis. Kamari is an MSW. She created the Family Values, the Game That Gets Families Talking, out of necessity because so many parents are struggling to communicate with their children and need ways to engage their children, especially their teens. Kamari, who is the author of Real Talk, 10 Parenting Strategies to Raise Confident, Successful Children, will talk about the game, discuss it.
Do you know what the game entails?
There's dice that you throw.
Yeah. It's a little complicated.
Like different values. Did you play games with your family when you were growing up?
The thing we always did. You mean board games?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Not as much as I would have liked. But Kara really likes. But I was thinking games, I mean, get your kids to talk. The thing we used to do was at dinner, my wife called, what did she call it? I'm drawing a blank there. High low was called. We haven't done it in a while. So high low. So everybody had to go around the table and tell you what your high of the day was. So it was usually if they were at school and what your low of the day was. And it usually started conversation. You couldn't let them get out of is just saying something
like
basic.
What happened.
Nothing. I have homework, and that's my low is I have homework, and my high is I'm done with my homework. Something like that.
I was in a bookstore one time, and I heard, like, two people met, and she said, the one woman said to the other woman's son, what was the best thing that happened to you in school today? So, and I thought that was a good thing, other than what did you do in school today?
Right.
Like, you have to give an answer.
That's high-low, Jennifer.
Yes.
That is the thought behind high-low. I think we got it from a movie, too. I think we were watching some movie sometime that did it. And I was like, I think we should do that. And we did.
You're looking like Isaac again, Jim.
Hey, that's when I agree with you. That's what Isaac does. All right, let me go over the book clubs, Jennifer. The book club at HCL is starting up again in January. They have four books in the chamber right now, all the way through April. If you like any of these books, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and see how you can join the Hunterdon County Library Friday Morning Book Club. It's every Friday, or not every Friday morning, but Friday mornings at 10 a.m. once a month. Friday, January 27th, they'll be discussing Orange is the New Black. On Friday, February 24th, it's The Girl on the Train. Maybe somebody liked that book, Jennifer. Friday, March 31st, it's Isaac Storms. Isaac Storm, A Man of Time and the Deadliest Hurricane in History. And then finally, of Injustice and Justice by David Hume. Friday, April 28th. South County Branch also has a book club, Jennifer. They'll be reading What Was Mine on January 17th. And Beloved, or Beloved, how do you pronounce that?
I say Beloved.
Beloved by Toni Morrison on February 21st. North County Branch also has a book club, as do the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So all the information is in the scoop, actually. Our bi-monthly newsletter, or you can go online, hclibrary.us. All the things, programs, events, services Jennifer and I talk about are on that darn webpage, Jennifer. Hey, why don't we talk about the new service that just started on our homepage?
It's on the homepage.
Something new with your accounts or something, right?
A couple of things new with the accounts. If you can now change your hold pickup location. If you've requested to pick up a book, say at Bunnvale, and it's Friday and you think it's going to come in tomorrow and you realize you can't get to Bunnvale and then Bunnvale won't be open again until Wednesday, you can go into your account on the ipac.hclibrary.us, go to your request list and click change pickup location, and you can change it anytime in the process. It used to be you couldn't change it once it had been pulled off the shelf and
sent
someplace.
But then it takes a little while to get to the new location.
Yes, so then you want to wait until you get another notification that it's at the other location.
Gotcha.
Okay. Also, any item that's eligible for renewal will be renewed automatically.
If
no one's waiting for it, if you haven't reached the renewal limit, if the item is overdue, it won't renew. Well, of course it won't because...
Right.
It's not going to become overdue. Right. But if somebody had a hold on it...
In perpetuity?
Only twice, according to our policy. You can renew things two times. Or if you have a block on your account. So say the item would have renewed, except somebody had a hold on it. And then it becomes overdue. It's not going to renew. You've lost your automatic renewal shot. If your account is set up for email notification, you will receive an auto-renew notice along with your email reminder notice. If it's not, you're not going to get the notification. Although I've heard tell that text notifications are getting this.
Okay.
It has not been verified. And we have to think of a new word for it. It says, do not become complacent and assume your items have been renewed. It needs to be reworded, I think. But, it's always a good idea to be pro.
Complacent's a little, that's not good wording.
I don't like that. So
that's
we have
accusatory.
Right. So we have to think about that word.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm reading this because I saw it. I'm like, wait, this has to change. This is not good. but be proactive and check your account.
Yeah.
Like, really read it. Like, if you get this email reminder, don't assume everything's renewing. Just double check and then recheck your new due date. But
that's a good service.
It really is.
Really going to appreciate that.
And this way, especially with DVDs that are $1 a day for renewal, if you forget that they were... Say you went to the library on a Thursday and you always go on a Friday and it's a day late. A lot of times they won't be late now.
So what are you looking forward to in 2017 at the Hunterdon County Library?
What
can't you wait for?
What can I wait for?
That you can say on the air, Jennifer.
I love anywhere cleaning. I love cleaning everything out. Like, I was so happy that as much as I loved the gingerbread houses, it was great that they were gone. And I really loved the art exhibit, the high school art exhibit.
Early on exhibit at the Hunterdon County Library for the entire month. And actually, it will change mid-month. So you get two opportunities to see great artwork by the students of the Hunterdon Central High School.
And actually, I took some pictures of it yesterday, and I'm going to send them to be posted on Facebook today. And I really love, there's a embroidery hoop. Hanging, and it's got the origami swans on it, or cranes. I really like
very
that.
Very talented. I'll tell you what, they're way better than I was in high school.
Oh,
they're way better than I am now. What am I saying?
Oh, stop.
I'm not kidding.
Well, one year they did ceramic tea sets. I really liked that.
They did it this year.
Did they?
They were in the cases.
And I remember zipping through and taking the pictures.
Yep.
So they will be posted, and then halfway through the month they change. So I do like this cleaning out, and I don't know if you've been – you probably haven't been in my office or noticed, but, like, everything has been decluttered. There's nothing on my desk. Little on my desk.
And then work in my office.
Yeah, I think I have to this afternoon. And we're going to get the annual report out this year. I'm really looking forward to getting the 2015 and the 2016 annual report.
So we're doing
that
this afternoon?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, things I'm looking forward to, Jennifer.
What are you looking forward to?
I don't know. I look forward to all the new exhibits, seeing new exhibits every month, right, at the library. We've got a bunch of new ones this year. The Brushing Violets, I was just talking to them. They're coming back.
Why the consignment shop didn't come last year? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to get a hold of her, and I couldn't.
That's like prime shopping for
the
library staff.
People love that. I'll have to get a hold. I know I'm friends with one of her friends. I'll try to get it.
Yes, because they put great – there's a consignment shop on Main Street that – and one of our volunteers, Gay, one of our loyal volunteers, works there. Volunteers there, doesn't work there. And they have – they're safe. They raise money for Safe in Hunterdon.
Right.
And they've always done a display.
So those are exhibits. The North County branch also has exhibits. And do the South County branch ever have exhibits?
They have school exhibits. And they do a good job of they do a lot of displays and things. And they're very good about taking pictures. I don't know if you saw – I had sent a request to North County to take some pictures, and they sent me like 38 pictures, most of which were exhibits which were going away on January 1st, so they didn't get posted to Facebook. But I did post some things to Facebook. Yeah, so we're trying to keep up our Facebook page.
Yeah, so if you have not liked us on Facebook, do so, because all the things Jennifer and I talk about, Jennifer is very good, and I pledge to be better in 2017 about posting any cool thing that's happening at the Hunterdon County Library, which would be several things a day in my mind, Jennifer. Sometimes you're just walking around and go, oh, that's cool, this exhibit or something or whatever, and
it
should be on Facebook.
Since I have my tablet and I walk around with a lot, like I just take the picture.
Oh, that's very good. Then.
Yeah, because I used to walk around with my camera, but then you have to download it.
And can you send it right to Amy Jo?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, actually, I send it to myself so I have it saved. So when we do the annual report, I have all these pictures
to do. That's good
thinking.
Maybe I should get a tablet. Maybe the library should buy me a tablet for that very reason.
It's not a bad idea. We have one, but I think they're just e-readers. I don't think they're tablet-y kind. Yeah, we might have a tablet in the children's department that we got for free.
That would make it a lot easier for
me
anyway. I would just make one pass throughout the day and take a picture of something.
That's what I
did it for a little while last year, maybe 2 years ago now, where I do a daily thing for the Hunterdon County, a bookmark or an exhibit.
You know what? We're sitting here right now.
What, take a picture?
Yes.
We're almost out of time.
Well, I will take a picture of you, and then we'll have it for the next...
We have a picture of us on the radio. I have it.
Not of you with headphones and everything.
Yeah. Me and you. Somebody took a picture from right there.
I don't have it. Laura took it. I don't have it.
It.
Well, send it to me.
No, I will.
Please.
I will.
All right.
I have it for the annual report. You'll see it this afternoon.
Okay.
Laura took it?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember who took it.
Laura took it. Well, in the meantime, thank you for listening. Remember, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And don't you weep again. Adios. Au
revoir. I'll be the same. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What seems clear is that our adversaries have reached a common conclusion that the reward for attacking America in cyberspace outweighs the risk.
That's Senate Republican John McCain opening a hearing that looks into allegations of Russian hacking before November's elections. At that hearing, National Intelligence Director James Clapper is making the case for why the government's intelligence community is convinced it was Russia behind those hacks, a conclusion that the president-elect Donald Trump doesn't buy.
That hearing comes as Donald Trump reportedly plans on restructuring and shrinking two of the top intelligence agencies.
Given some of the intelligence failures of recent years, the president-elect's made it clear to the American people that he's skeptical about conclusions from the bureaucracy.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who was on the Hill yesterday meeting with GOP lawmakers.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an